This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Japan's Fumio Kishida met for talks in the deeply symbolic city of Hiroshima Thursday, aiming for closer cooperation in the face of an ascended China and an unpredictable Russia. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener tells us more about the G7 agenda.
The U.S. will have a package of sanctions associated with a G7 statement that will center on the tightening and enforcement of Russian sanctions. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on board Air Force One. As for China, which is currently hosting a summit of Central Asian leaders, officials from G7 member countries have said in private that tackling the country's rise isn't an easy task, particularly given the West's immense reliance on China as both a trade partner and, in some cases, a manufacturing base.
The threat of shelling in Ukraine by Russia is an all-too-familiar theme for residents, but as Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, it's something the country's doctors have to work through.
Their job is to perform emergency first aid, so patients survive the journey to hospitals further away. A task likely to become still more vital when Ukraine launches its long-awaited counteroffensive. A doctor with 15 years of experience as an army medic, Ihor says artillery accounts for about 90% of injuries he has dealt with since Russia invaded last February.
We've come down here 3 times this week already. There was a rocket strike. 3 rockets hit nearby. There were airstrikes, artillery strikes, last Thursday or Friday.
There have been near misses. In March, a Russian rocket landed 10 meters from the entrance, showering glass and chunks of brick onto the operating tables.
And Ukrainian officials say Russia fired 30 cruise missiles against various parts of the country. In the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses, which shot down 29 of them. One that got through did result in one death. This is VOA News. Chinese envoys have met with Ukraine's leader to discuss ending the war with Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with details.
According to China, the meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came about amid discussions between envoy Li Hui and Ukraine's foreign minister. The envoy's visit followed an earlier phone call between Zelensky and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ukrainian officials say that over 2 days, Li and Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba discussed ways to stop Russian aggression. Xi's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator in the 15-month-long conflict, but has supported Moscow politically and economically. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Supreme Court has sided with 3 internet giants in lawsuits to hold them liable for terror attacks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us more.
High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago. The High Court returned the case of an American college student killed in a Paris terror attack to a lower court. Families of victims in both attacks said the companies did not do enough to keep extremist groups from using the platforms to radicalize and recruit people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A dozen poor countries are facing an economic instability situation and even collapse under the weight of hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign loans, much of them from the world's biggest and most unforgiving government leader, China. An Associated Press analysis of a dozen countries most indebted to China, including Pakistan, Kenya, Zambia, Laos, and Mongolia, found paying back that debt is consuming an ever greater amount of tax revenue needed to keep schools open, provide electricity, and pay for food and fuel. Deutsche Bank has agreed to pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit claiming the German lender should have seen evidence of sex trafficking by Jeffrey Epstein when he was a client. That's according to lawyers for women who say they were abused by the financier who killed himself in prison awaiting criminal charges. A woman only identified as Jane Doe sued the bank in federal district court in New York and sought class action status to represent other victims of Epstein. Two law firms representing victims are calling a groundbreaking settlement following a decade-long investigation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.